That's the sound of 16 students building crankies. Crankies are these long illustrated scrolls wound around two spools within a wooden box, usually with a song or poem. Sometimes crankies are called a moving panorama. Timmy Carlson is 11 years old and is painting a cranky box bright orange.
It has paper wrapped around two scrolls, and when you turn the cranks, it moves forward, and you can draw either different frames or you can draw just one big picture that you scroll to see. And it kind of moves, and it's like an old form of entertainment before TVs.
The cranky is thought to have originated in the United Kingdom in the 1800s. It made its way to Appalachia to tell stories and accompany music. World-renowned storyteller Peter Stevenson is something of a cranky expert. He lives in Wales, but was in West Virginia this spring for an art exhibit, which featured some of his handmade crankies. Peter is especially interested in the historical connection of crankies to Appalachia.
They would sing a song, an old mountain ballad, play music, tell a story while the picture is moving. If you think about it, it's early animated film. Special effects movies, but without the electricity. So it's what they did up in the mountains before they had electric. They used these crankies.
Local artist Eddie Spaghetti also specializes in making crankies. His work was a part of the exhibit as well, and he's teaching the cranky class. He says they're kind of like old-timey YouTube videos.
So in a way, this cranky idea connects to something we're very comfortable with and familiar with in our modern age, but bringing back an old thing.
One of his students drew a story about Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. Eddie helps interpret the story with a song and ukulele.
Once upon a time there was a man named Ned. Got out his frisbee and got hit in the head.
Each student illustrates their song on a 10-foot long paper. They write the song lyrics on it and draw and paint images that represent the song for them. Carlo Arthurs chose Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Around the mid, it's Don't Stop Me Now, so there's the finger wag. And then there's a stop sign and then me. It's like Don't Stop Me Now.
Once the scrolls are finished, they have to be installed on the wooden spools in a box.
They've been sawing, and they've been clipping, and they've been cutting, and they've been painting.
You ready?
Just pull the trigger.
And rock it, it helps grab the wood a little bit.
That's it, okay.
Eddie helps the kids use a drill to create holes in the box for the spools, so the scroll can be turned.
Yeah, it's nice they get to do a little carpentry work as well.
On the last day of the camp, the kids present their crankies. The room is filled with wooden boxes that are a little bigger than a piece of printer paper. They're painted in every color. Zoe Gilliam chose the song Something Just Like This by the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. You can hear the distinct sound of turning wood while she sings.
But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts.
Carlo, the one who chose the Queen song, says learning to make a cranky has revealed his artistic side.
I'm better than I thought I was at art, at least, and I feel like art is something that I will do more often and try to do more often.
As he turns the wooden spool of his cranky, the images he painted of a finger wag, a stop sign, and a self-portrait are revealed.
I'm turning to the sky, yeah, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit.
Like his teacher, Eddie Spaghetti, says, it's a modern twist on an old storytelling tradition.
So don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time,
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Morgantown.
On my way to Mars on a collision course.